say somebody died and he's been dead a week, and you might say, you know, nobody yet has figured out what he
died with.
What do you call the place where people are buried?
Well, in olden times, they called it a graveyard.
Uh-huh.
And now they call it a... some kind of burial, you call it now. Rosemount burial, or some of those, they call it burials now. So.
What do you call the thing you put a person in to bury?
They call it, one of the things they call it a coffin.
Do you remember any old timey terms?
Well, that's the only thing I know that they can use.
You ever
heard
it called a pinto?
Pinto. I don't know what it's called, pinto. Remember pinto?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's a newer word. That's the hell of a pinto.
What do you call the ceremony at the cemetery or at the church when everybody goes to pay their last respects?
You call it what ceremony?
Uh-huh. What do you call that? You say, I'm going to his
funeral.
If people are dressed in black, you say they are in?
In the home with the family.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you see somebody walk along, dressed in black, and you know that their husband's dead, you say, well, she still must be
in mourning.
If somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? If you're feeling just about average, you say, oh, I'm
fine.
What if you didn't feel too good, you didn't feel too bad, you might say, I'm
well, I'm doing fair, I reckon, well.
What I
should
never say is probably well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what you say,
probably well.
Yeah.
Kind of halfway.
Yeah, anyway, 6.5 weeks. They were in good health. I mean, feeling good, that's right.
If someone's troubled, you might say, oh, we'll come out all right. Don't.
Where are we?
Okay. The disease of the joints is called?
The disease of joints now is called, well, they used to call it rheumatism, but now they call it arthritis.
Okay. And what about this? If around World War I and thereafter, they used to give people the shit test. To see if they needed shots for something. Do you remember?
Yeah, for the flu up here.
All right. All right, what about this? A very severe throat with blisters on the inside of the throat. The children used to get it.
They call that a strep throat down, but way back here I don't know what they call it. Of course, strep throat down.
Do you remember this? A disease where children choke in the night, dip
in.
Yeah. What about this? A disease that makes you turn yellow.
Well, rhinitis.
What when you have your appendix taken out, you say you've had an attack of.
Tinnitus.
If you should eat something, or a person should eat something that didn't agree with them at all, and it just wouldn't stay down, you'd say he had to.
Indigestion.
Alright. What if, though, he just couldn't keep his food down?
Well, he can't keep it down when he has, I know what tears are.
I mean, children a lot of times will eat something and middle of the night, they go out to the bathroom and it all comes up.
Well, a lot of times the kids go to the bathroom and maybe